This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, welcome to our show.
Hi there. Today's jam-packed, really. Bear with us. Let's just start today. Just start with an apology.
Uncle Dog made a terrible mistake. Uncle Dog is so sorry for this. You cannot do this. Uncle Dog made a really bad mistake. Uncle Dog is going to get punished. But that's not really Uncle Dog. If you make a mistake, you've got to stand up for it. Take your punishment and go on. Never try to say that word. It is terrible.
Never try to
Uncle
say that
Dog?
Word.
Uncle Dog?
Uncle Dog talking to the kids.
When did he turn into Uncle Dog?
Never try to say that word.
Never try to.
Uncle Dog.
Wow.
Okay. Don, I've been trying to say that word.
Uncle Dog. Don't never want you to grow your blonde hair long and run it down your back.
Don't try to.
We had a guy named John the Baptist, and we had a guy named the Preacher. Wasn't had nothing to do with
this
God.
This is in the Devil's Disciples.
This is in the Devil's Disciples. And so I always said, you know, like, if they would, like, there was a, exactly, there was a cross on the wall, and one of the brothers happened to say, hang that hippie upside down. And I said, listen, I don't care who you are, you don't talk about God like that, I'll take a bullet for God.
This was one of the big, this is the top
the
guy.
The top guy, Hudat, the president. Yeah. And so he saw that, and he said, you're always talking about God, and you, like, I would not rob a church, but a bank was okay, right? Stupid. But I always said, you know, God sees us right now, God, and he said, listen, you're always talking about God, so we're going to name your name God spelled backwards, because we've already got the Preacher, we've already got John the Baptist. So forever, I have been man's best friend, and he's got a touch of this God. He's always worried about what God thinks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So remember,
oh boy,
Uncle Dog is apologizing to the kids, and also kids, don't forget that dog spelled backwards is God.
Well, it's nice to see that his apology tour continues.
And just ahead of the start of the show,
yes.
Hey, we got some of these fake phone calls.
Hey guys, number one fan, great job telling us what happened this day in history. Now I know what took place on this exact date in the past. Gotta run, number one fan.
He's so enthusiastic.
You'll hear these, you know, sporadically through the show. Uh-huh. Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving us the list of this past weekend's movie grosses.
Thank you.
Now I know what was top of the box office. Gotta run, number one fan.
He likes it all.
Thank you, my friend.
Oh, there's the phone, Don.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, number one fan, great job giving out the time.
Thank you.
Driving in my car, didn't want to look away from the road. Thanks to you, didn't have to. Gotta run, number one fan.
Number one fan.
There he goes.
He's there for us.
Hey guys, number one fan, I love that song that you played before. You know, the one by that person. Gotta run, number one fan.
Really, we got to start the show, and as always, we mentioned you can hear us online. Uh-huh. If you just go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
Hey guys, number one fan, great job giving out your web address. I was online before, didn't know where to find it. Anyway, gotta run, number one fan.
Thank you. Mike Show. I like him.
Gotcha, number one fan.
Hello!
Gotcha.
For a me of mine.
Yes.
Where can we buy weed?
The cannabis?
Yes.
Weed!
For buzz. Cannabis for buzz.
Cannabis is very good, cannabis.
Yeah.
Cannabis for buzz.
Cannabis for Mike Elston.
Legalization for the cannabis.
Merci.
I am hemorrhoids!
Dude, we all heard that.
Dude, have you hit that?
And once again, for all of our listeners,
gay sex, whoa.
Right?
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Wrong attitude.
My sack doesn't work.
Well, here's the phone number.
Let's pick up the phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Get off my leg! 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 Get off my leg!
I'm trying to use the phone!
I know you are.
A lot of perverts in here.
And why, you mother-grabbing bastard?
Why does everybody hate me so much?
All right, a little quiet for Super Jock.
This was supposed to be my weekend off. But no. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert with your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute.
You gotta come down here with an attitude. Packing all big and bad. And what the hell is that smell?
Oh, my goodness.
There's a little extra one there.
There's Big Ed here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, there you go. That's us. And hi, hi, hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there, everybody. Hi there.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
All right. Weekend's here.
Is everybody happy?
Yeah, man. Let's rock.
What not? What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
What not?
Looks like baby vomit.
I like rape.
Gay, 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 gay.
Hey, hey.
I'm not happy.
Oh, Paula.
That bitch!
Oh, well, what have we here?
It's a penis, Charlie.
Yeah.
Buenos dias.
That's a weekend song, man.
Here you go, Cats and Kittens, Don and Mike Show, and new episode Friday. Mm-hmm. How are you anyway? Phone number is you just heard 877-365-3636. Mike, I know you want to talk about your fat suit. Two things.
No, I don't.
Foist.
Yep.
Or the events of tonight, but really, two things first.
That was a joke. I was just making a little joke.
Hold on, let me...
We'll have none of that. Two things?
Yeah.
Two thingies?
Both will bring you joy in... descending order. Both will bring you great joy. One is kind
of the first one will bring me great joy, and the second one not as much joy.
No, I had it backwards.
Okay.
In
ascending order.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not receding order, ascending. You're going, this will bring you some joy. It's a cute story.
We're building.
Then the next item will bring you grand joy.
Oh, goody.
Who doesn't like grand joy?
I like grand joy on a Friday.
Lot. Yeah.
That's exciting. Does it have anything to do with Joy Philbin?
It does not.
Oh.
Somebody you love, though, Mike.
Oh, good. All right.
The second part does.
Not the first part.
Not that you're not fond of the first part.
Interesting.
I don't even know where he is, for goodness sakes.
Who are you calling?
My fifth-year college senior son.
Ah, the Bart man.
Who is going to be there? Who was supposed to be at home now. Anyway.
At his domicile down at Clemson?
Yeah. Let me try his cell because he did have something happen.
Good. I'm looking forward to this. He's somebody who rarely disappoints.
No, I think you'll like it. He had a very embarrassing moment at college.
Ooh.
He called me yesterday.
Not a shart.
No.
That would be embarrassing. Well, you
not
think
that.
College, you think, you know, being in the sure. academic environment.
All right, well, he's not there.
It's happened to me. It happens to me every other day.
I'll just tell him without him. He'll call in later to fill you in. So,
okay.
Here's what happened to him. One of his classes is film appreciation. Mm-hmm. And
that's my kind of class.
Well, you know, he wants to be
No, but that's my kind of class. Trust me. I can tell by the title of that. That's tables in the circle. And discuss after you watch it and write a, you know, it's not easy. I mean, but it's
but
fun.
It's a fifth year senior thing.
Right.
So the movie the movie that they're discussing or writing a paper about is the original Hairspray by John Waters.
The one with Divine.
Right. Not the one that was just out this past summer.
Right. The good one.
So he was writing his paper and he said the last line of his paper said, quote, "Wish I could have seen this when it came out." Uh-huh. He said, okay, looks good. Send. Now, he was on, as everybody is, on a keypad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, he did not write the word it. He forgot the T in the word it. So when he turned in the paper, the last line of his paper read as follows. Wish I could have seen this film when I came out.
Oh. That is great, Joy.
That's an important mistake.
Now,
that's good.
And what it did was, because whatever the word prompt program was he used, it took the lowercase I because he forgot to put a T after it.
Corrected it.
And it capitalized it.
Sure.
Now,
to make it even more better.
Now, he did not spell check this, read this.
Right.
I could have seen this when I came out.
Here's what's great.
What's happened?
I swear to God, this is true. I wish he was on the phone to tell you. He got the paper back. He got an A+. The teacher circled the part of the paper where it said, wish I could have seen this film when I came out.
Yeah.
And the teacher wrote, me too.
Well, he's made a friend.
Well, you know what? Tell him not to change a thing. Let him get his diploma and get the hell out of there. No need to change a thing.
So I think that's hilarious.
It is.
I about busted a nut last night.
Was the teacher being legit, do you think? Is there a chance?
This is why I wanted to discuss it with him.
Because sure. I wonder if the teacher's just cracking on him
a
little bit.
Here's the thing. He doesn't know.
Right.
And I said to him last night, I said, first of
which is the best situation.
I said,
that's it.
Male or female teacher? He said, pop, female. I said,
oh, okay.
I said, hey,
okay.
Sexy. He said, I don't know. He said, either she thinks I'm that way.
Uh-huh. It is. I'll tell you, this is the advice I would give him. It is a no lose for him. It is a total lose for him because right now he cannot be the aggressor in this. He's just got to let it happen.
He appears to her to be a brave guy.
Right.
For saying that.
Don't mess with it.
Right.
Yeah, his paper said.
Right.
Wish I could have seen this film when I came out. Hello?
That's fabulous.
Hello?
Hey, there you go. How you doing, bud?
Doing well.
All right, I just described it. Could you tell everybody real fast?
Bart, that's about the funniest college story I've ever heard.
Tell everybody about the paper and the capitalization and missing the letter and what happened and what the teacher wrote and what you're thinking now.
Well, we were supposed to do journal entries on whatever we're watching, and it's a sexuality and cinema class, so we watched Pink Flamingos. And my paper, it wasn't important. It was just like a quick entry, and I was saying how I wish, afterwards they showed a trailer where there are all these people outside of the theater, and they're all saying, oh, it was awesome, it was great, blah, blah, blah. And the point of my paper was kind of like, I wish I could have been in that theater, you know?
Right, yeah. right. And instead of saying it came out, you said I came out.
And stupid Microsoft Word capitalized it.
Right. So what was the original line that you wrote, and how did it turn out when you turned it in?
I tried to write, I wish I could have seen this when it came out. And I came out, I wish I could have seen this when I came out. And the worst part is the teacher underlined the sentence and wrote, I wish that too.
Wow. Okay, so the question I had for your dad, and we were discussing this is the million-dollar question. Right? First of all, let me tell you, Bart, I think you're in a total win situation.
You're golden.
This is a no-lose for you.
Gold, Jerry.
You really have to play it kind of cool, though. You have to play it totally cool. My question to you, do you think the teacher was busting on you, or do you think that the teacher might be legit and is sympathetic with you right now? What do you think? How well do you know this teacher?
Not well, and there's also a bit, English is not her first language.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that is just too good. So you really have to. Well, you can't say anything. You know that, don't you?
I told you.
No, I can't go up and say, hey, I'm no fag, you know.
Hey. Easy on the ag fag.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, this is, look, any way you slice this, if the teacher is being funny or if she thinks you're legitimately gay, you're going to do great in this class.
I told you I love you no matter which way you swing, son.
I'm going to do well in the class, but there's going to be a rumor in the English department that I'm gay. Well,
but courageous.
Like that rumor is not there already.
I found evidence to prove it.
You know, you're in a win situation.
situation if you walk up to... No, you're not now. I was going to say, he's in a win situation if he comes up to the teacher and say, hey, Microsoft Word kind of screwed up. I meant to say I wish I'd seen it when it came out.
No, he can't say anything.
He can't do that
now
because then she's confided to you now. Maybe.
Maybe. You see, that's the uncertainty is what kills me.
Right. There you go. All right, wow. Well, chew on that this weekend, boy. All right, I love you, son.
All right, I love you too, Pop.
All right, I'll see you.
That's fantastic.
Great story.
That is a win-win.
All right, so that's pretty good, right?
That's damn good.
That's a pretty funny story, real-life story.
I like that a lot.
Killer good.
Not as good as the next thing.
Really?
It builds?
Doesn't involve me at all.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak. Step out of the room for a moment. I feel bad for you saying
No, you must get comfortable with this fact.
Oh, my God. What is it?
Rob Spiewak is getting a vasectomy.
Oh, God.
About that.
Oh, my God.
And full disclosure here. Hold on before you take the witness stand, as I did with the story about Bart. I consider myself to be one of Rob's closest friends.
Uh-huh.
He just dropped this at the end of a conversation today.
Today? This is fresh?
Just today. We're talking about something totally different. Right at the very end, he says, well, a week from now, I go in for my big vasectomy test, and I'll be putting my balls on ice over the Christmas break.
Wow.
Now, here's my take on this, and then we'll hear from Rob.
I certainly think he's got an opinion on it.
Remember last week he was going on and on about Carrie?
Yes.
And when she called, he said something like, when he hung up the phone with her, he said something like, we won't have sex, or we'll make sure we have sex. It was something about sex.
It was sex. I kind of don't pay attention when he talks about sex.
What Carrie did was...
Scares me.
She looked in the phone book, and she found the name of a vasectomy doctor.
A urologist,
and she told Rob that she had made the appointment for him for next Wednesday. And Rob said, well, I would really feel more comfortable going to see my own guy. And she said, well, that's great, but I'm not going to cancel the other appointment that I made for you. So either you see the guy that you want to see before Wednesday, or you're going to go see the guy that I want you to see. And I just sat there on the other end of the telephone, and seriously, this is my jaw.
Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
Here he is now.
I've got so many questions, I don't
future
even know where to start.
Future owner of a 2007 vasectomy, Rob Spiewak.
I want to say one thing quick.
Yeah.
Ladies, I'm not having it done until the week before Christmas, so if you want a part of this.
If you want to have a kid.
Contact me through the website.
If you want the Spiewak bloodline.
That's right.
How long has this obviously been in the pipeline, so to speak,
for
quite some time?
Over a year.
Over a year?
Wow, Rob.
So but
this wasn't a surprise to you.
No, well, no.
You crazy kids don't, you're happy
we're
with
done.
The perfect little
we're done.
Boy
wanted,
and girl?
We wanted a boy, we wanted a girl, we got one of each. We're very happy with them.
We've
talked about this for a long time.
It sounds as though you were instructed to do this, though, the way the story was told.
Don and I have pretty strong feelings on this vasectomy thing. You know, you've been with us over the years. Where do you line up with the, you know what, you don't. I can tell already. If you let Don know today, you don't line up with that group of that wants to shout it, and you don't even look like you're all that thrilled to be discussing it.
No, I mean, why would
you're
I
not
be
one
proud
of these?
Of
you
it?
Know those guys that shouted from the mountaintop?
I know. We're the...
Old kid Hitler just threw it in. I mean, and like you could have sneaked something like that in.
And, you know, I've talked to you about this probably since she brought it up over a year ago. I've mentioned that this is in the offing.
You've said it's something that she's wanted, but today it was something like, look at Larry King on TV. Did you see the Today
Show?
Well,
these are the things that were on my plate today.
Right.
Did you read this story? Do you like this kind of peanut butter? Do you think this woman's attractive? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a vasectomy, and my balls are going to be on ice.
Now,
okay, I got to go see it work.
Here's
bye-bye.
The vasectomy question. We've asked it for all the guys that gave vasectomies. You got the options in front of you. You got
sure.
the, you know, which obviously you probably do. You got the, you know, your contraceptive devices. You got
right.
her on the pill. You got
that's
the,
one
you know,
of the main things.
Right.
Is that over the years, she's had a hard time, she, meaning my wife, Carrie, who I'm married to.
Carrie, your wife.
Yes, I stood on the altar of God and took a vow with this woman. She's had a hard time finding a birth control pill that suits her.
That happens.
Okay, yeah, a lot of women don't react well
right.
to those, you know, estrogen things. And
you have very strong sperm, Rob.
Oh, well, they're killer.
Powerful sperm.
They now, have you ever thought about the, you know, just, I guess the option, and this is a legitimate question, the option of, say, the rhythm thing, the Catholic method, and if something happens, say, la vie, you figure it's well, you don't want to take that chance.
I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, we really are happy with what we've got right
may
now.
May I offer this?
Please do.
Have you thought about having our tubes tied?
You know, we did consider it with the last child because it was a cesarean section and they could have done that. But at that time, we weren't sure. Mm. And I think now that's a much more serious surgery than this.
When are you having the procedure done?
Well, if everything goes well, the week
the next commercial break.
That's right.
The week before Christmas.
The week before Christmas.
Happy holidays. His balls will be on ice.
Well, I'd rather do it then than have to come in the next day and face this sea of faces.
Have you ever?
No.
Have you ever thought?
Not on the air.
Have you ever thought about lying about it?
Faking it?
Sometimes they don't take. Am I right about that?
Sometimes they don't
You're
take.
You're totally covered. It's
well, rare. this guy is pretty thorough.
She'd be able to tell. What's he going to do? Come home and like put ketchup in his pants or something to make it look like blood?
I've done that before.
How do you feel about it? What are your feelings about it? Please. Obviously, if it's taken a year, you can't be doing cartwheels about getting this done.
I'm okay with the fact that it's being done. The fact that we're done having kids and I'll not have kids again, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I had what I set out to do and I did it. But the fact what has to happen for the procedure,
yeah.
Who would be excited about that?
Yeah. I hear it's a little painful, too.
Oh, it would almost have to be. I got a recommendation. I did find a recommended doctor because she did, I think, tired of waiting, go to the phone book and pick out a urologist.
And really,
that's what's bothering me.
Really, when you're going
to have your... That's what's bothering me about my friend.
When you're going to have your sac cut, you really just want... You want your wife to just go through the phone book.
Yeah, she's going to pick the doctor.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
So I went to a... I forget even how it came up with my chiropractor, but he had it done. And he was very pleased with the results, so the doctor was great.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so I called this guy, and he's going to do it.
How did that subject come up?
Because we were talking about he has four kids. And
this
I said,
the
are
guy
you...
over in...
Yeah, near me. And well, you know what? He would be delighted to hear his name on the radio. Hello, Dr. Poulin.
Oh, it's Dr. Poulin. Okay.
Yeah, he's got an office in Ashburn. Right. He's got me, so I have almost all the feeling back in my arm.
Does the crappy CBS insurance pay for your vasectomy?
Yes, he accepts the United Healthcare. This guy does.
Uh-oh.
Now, Dr. Poulin doesn't, but...
yeah, he's you know why?
Why?
Because he's good.
But Dr. Poulin said something that I found the most scary of all.
What?
He says, you'll know the procedure is over when you smell the smoke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
So... Yeah. They're like cauterizing you?
Yeah, it's what he told me. Oh,
cauterizing. Don't even say that.
You don't like that word?
You're
cauterizing the tube.
Like,
I like that reaction.
That is the bleeding.
Yes.
You don't cauterize one tube. You cauterize four.
You're cauterizing the vessel.
Four ends.
The vessel is being cauterized.
That is wood shop talk. That is shop class. That is not... to be talked about, but that's for Bunsen burners.
Well, by burning the flesh.
That's for building
building why it's
things.
Take.
You seal off the bleeding by burning the flesh.
Yeah, otherwise
that's cauterizing.
Bleed
the word cauterizing.
You don't like cauterize. That's great. Yeah. I never knew that. Look at him. Look at him. He's squirming on the floor.
It's kryptonite. Ow.
Cauterizing.
But just four places.
How many tubes do you have? I thought you only had two.
You have two, but there'll be two ends when you cut it.
See.
Oh, that's right.
And by cauterizing, you make sure that it does take.
You're fine with this.
Four ends to see.
Yeah, I'll be glad when it's over. That's when I'll be glad. He also said that the doctor's going to ask you to shave. Not looking forward
to
that.
Well, good for you, you know?
Yeah, you mean that.
Well, no.
I tell you what.
I mean, you know what it says to me? I don't know. On my twisted scale of values here, I think it says to your lady, you know, hey, I have my kids with you. I'm with you for the long haul.
It's saying that he's committing to her.
I think in a way it is committing. A buddy of mine, one of my best buddies, had one. He's been married longer than anybody.
But I tell
I know.
You what. I tell you what. Yes. Seriously.
Yes, my friend.
You better get more.
I should hope so.
Poontang than you've ever gotten in your life. That should be like.
Not just quantity, but quality.
24 hours. We never close.
Yeah, I agree.
It's seriously.
Right.
That she should just be laying down always.
Yeah, I agree. And we'll speak about that.
Not to mention, now you can have a series of extramarital affairs and not worry about getting a phone call in 6 to 8 weeks.
What we're saying is that I'm safe. And, you know, that's why I almost got the vasectomy in high school.
Because I'm totally safe.
I could say, baby, I'm safe. But, yeah, so that's...
But you have to admit there is a small part of all men that you kind of feel like you're being neutered, which you are. You're being neutered.
Mike, that's an ugly word.
Spayed and neutered like a dog.
That is an ugly word.
Not as ugly as Cotterine.
You've used that. You've used that word before yourself.
I know I have. I just feel sorry for him. He's going to, you know...
Are you doing this because you want to?
I'm doing it because she asked me to.
Well, that's a good man.
There you go.
That's a good man.
So
what
there
can
you
I
are.
Say? It's a good man.
It makes sense. You know, and actually, it makes financial sense when you look at the cost of birth control pills.
Well, okay.
Just laugh if you will.
Oh, Jesus. That's what it does come down to, isn't it?
How much a year?
I don't know.
No, come on. You know, how much a year are you going to save in birth control pills?
If I had to guess, I would say, what is it, probably like $50 a month? $600 a month. $600 a year.
5 years, that's $3,000. $3,000 you'll be saving.
That buys a lot of beer.
That'll pay for the operation. This is weird. This is, why are you staring at me? Look at him, please.
I looked at him. Now I'm looking at you.
Look at him, then.
I don't want to look at him.
We've talked about vasectomies, and not on this show, speaking for all of us.
We've been down on the guys that call about vasectomies and
I'm
all
not
excited
proud of it.
About it.
We're not proud or excited.
We're not anti-vasectomy. We're anti the guys that, like Mike said, that called and want to brag about it.
Look at the phone line.
Well, you know, it's all
seriously. Look
now.
At the phone; they're all calling. Rob, let me tell you, I swear to God, they will be beating down our door today.
I'll be the most popular guy in town.
And I've always thought that they have weird meetings. Like, okay, now we're the Vasectomy Club of America.
Yep,
we're going to be meeting in the Minneapolis airport stall. We're all going to touch heads.
No, you. I can tell by the way he's acting. He's doing this. He's doing this out of love for his wife. All right, let me dispel the myth. Okay, he's doing this because he loves his wife.
Mike, easy.
Hey, I'm sorry. You can't hide this one. You can't. You know, you've got to. You've got to take the little stage mask off now because the fact is, you just said it. You're doing it because she asked.
She asked, and you know, she's been very patient. It's been over a year.
It's going to make her quality of life better.
Yeah.
And you're doing it for her, and it's a little. Temporary discomfort
so
for you.
What you are saying to God is you're all in with Carrie. What you're doing is you're sitting at the poker table
no.
with God. Yes, and you're
saying, I don't want any more kids.
No, you're taking your balls and you're saying, God.
Did you hear what he just said? Now that's evil. That's very evil what he just said. That makes her feel. Carrie, he doesn't mean that.
She's not listening.
You're taking your balls, sitting at the poker table with God, and you're saying, all in. Mm-hmm. You know, you push everything in the stack
right.
towards the middle.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be awfully warm to get them in the middle of the
You're
table.
Going all in the kid department.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, you're going all in with Carrie because you're saying, I love you so much, I'm going to give up the chance to spread the spiwak seed. Mike's right. This is the ultimate declaration of love, and you're saying to her.
I mean, I don't doubt there are people that have, there are guys that have gotten vasectomies and gotten divorced with kids. That's happened. But I think by and large, I know my best friend who gave me the cool test. In fact, just yesterday, my friend Joey out of Connecticut.
What's the cool test?
He sent it to me. It was online, and I fell for it hook, line, and sinker, where it's a take the following test to see how cool you are, and I click on the test, and it says, you lose, D-head. that's the type of thing, you know, after 1975, I've known the guy, you know. But he's all in, and he's got beautiful grown children, and I am very envious of all my friends that have long-term relationships like that. I'm always very envious.
Carrie has always said she loves me because I can hurt her without hitting her and hit her without hurting her.
Well, it's finally happening. I know you said you were not for this, but the P.T. Barnum in me would not be fulfilled if I didn't say.
Absolutely not.
What if there was even a talent fee involved?
No.
What if
do you think we could, I mean, what would you do, just bring a tape recorder in there?
You broadcast live from the doctor's office, just like we did with the LASIK surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What if...
I'm entirely not interested.
Are you going to be knocked out? Did they tell you yet? Do you even know what the procedure is going to be like yet?
Well, I know what's involved.
Could you imagine?
I think they give you a twilight or like something to calm you way down.
If you and I were in the operating room with microphones. Wow. We could be like House. I would so want a cane.
You know,
while
how...
they're cutting Rob's nads open.
This could get us back on top.
I would love to walk around with a cane and pretend that I'm House.
No one will stop you, just not at my vasectomy.
So you're going to have it done, what is the recovery time?
So you wouldn't have it done on the air, even if there was a talent fee?
No.
A four-figure talent fee.
Is that with a decimal point?
Well, I'm not paying $10,000. No one's going to pay $10,000 listen to you get cut on.
This is between me and my doctor.
Right.
And ideally, it'll be done the week before Christmas, and I think it's a 2 to 3 day recovery.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
No heavy lifting during that time.
Watch out for your jingle bells.
Oh,
hello.
Oh,
boy, that first time after is going to be weird, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Waiting for.
Yeah, right.
Where do they cut you? They cut you like right above your.
No, Mike, they go right in the hole.
Hello. This guy goes in through the mouth.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, if
show.
They do that, they don't need to cauterize as much.
Ow. God, ugly word.
Cauterize.
Hello, Don and Mike.
With every cauterization, you get dinner at Sizzler.
Hello, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hey, I got a little different tact. I haven't got a vasectomy, but let's just put it like I've lost one. You do not want anybody working in that region of the world. The pain will stay with you the rest of your life.
Oh, my God.
That's good news.
There's the naysayer.
Okay, uh-huh. It's starting.
That would piss me off.
But you know what? He's still excited that he had one.
No, he said he hadn't had one.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Didn't he say he lost one?
Hey, Don and Mike.
I thought he meant he lost a
nut.
A ball. Mm-hmm. Hello.
That is careless.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don't soften it up for Rob. Rob, it's more like going all in and saying, I fold.
That is funny. I fold. I'm out.
No, that guy's right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right. That's what you said to God.
Yeah, you fold.
I fold, God. Uh-huh. Hello. And who knows? What if God,
hello?
Was, what if God was only holding like a 2 and a 4?
And all I've got is 2.
God's hello. Bluffing.
Don and Mike show, right.
God. Robbie.
God's big bluff.
I've always said.
I just went all in with a small pair.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hi there.
Robbie.
Yes.
It's easy.
Thank
you. You go in on a Thursday. The worst part is you have to shave everywhere, all the way down to the taint.
I guess you've had one.
Yes, I have.
Of course. Here they come. Here they come. Yep. Here's the first guy.
He's just a
this
is
the guy. He's the guy that could not stand it. He's chomping to tell the world. What's your first name, sir?
Scott.
Where are you from, Scott?
I'm from Las Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
Las Vegas, Scott.
Scott, the vasectomy guy.
Well, I have 2 kids. They're about the same age as Robbie's kids.
Uh-huh.
And I had one 2 years ago. And the worst part, I swear to God, is the shaving and then having to have that nurse come and rub iodine on you.
What if it's a hot nurse?
She wasn't hot.
What's the recovery time before you start feeling good?
You go in on a Thursday and... You can go back to work on Monday, but no heavy lifting.
How long?
Does
how
it have to be a Thursday? You keep saying Thursday.
Swear to God, it's the Thursday.
How long until?
Four
long,
days.
How long until the rifle is low? I cannot say that. Just
play 25 along. Sessions, perhaps.
25 sessions,
So you got 25 times where you're blowing blanks?
Yeah.
No, until you're blowing blanks.
Oh, you mean you got to clean the pipes?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I can do that in a day and a half.
And Robbie.
What?
Don't be alarmed the first time. There's going to be...
Be very careful how you say this. Is it going to be like Christmas?
There's going to be...
Colors? Colors?
There's going to be blood.
You know, dummy,
Thank you. We were
trying to say that without saying that.
Well, that's all right. He can just say blood.
I know.
Blood.
It's just, I was, you know what? He's like all those vasectomy
Hello.
Calls.
Yeah, he
hey,
is.
I got one. Don and Mike.
Grinning.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike Show. How may we serve you?
I would like to tell Rob his wife will absolutely adore him for 5 or 6 weeks, and then she forgets about it entirely.
You mean the fact that she'll be rewarding him for getting the process done, and then it's back to normal?
You will think the gates of heaven have been thrown open wide for eternity, and then they slide shut again.
That is now that's a good call.
Hi there.
Yeah, but you know what?
Don and Mike.
6 weeks will be pretty good.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the smoke is not just at the end of the procedure, at least with me about a month ago. It was through the whole thing. And it is a bad and distressing smell.
Yeah. Well, the smell of burnt flesh, if you've ever really burnt yourself in the kitchen,
right.
It's not a good smell.
Not good at all.
But why did you have smoke all the way through? Did he use a knife or a torch?
Because they had to cauterize.
But that's end of it.
It wasn't an especially long procedure. But
and it's not the word that, excuse me, my friend, cut you off. It's not the word that I have the problem with. It's because it's used in that context because I know where the is going.
What you do is you picture the iron, the piece of iron.
Like a soldering iron.
The soldering iron over the pussy wound, and then you burn the pussy wound, and it goes.
Remember your DJ
name? And it cauterizes it.
Pussy wound? It's the word.
But see, the word should be a good word because you know what it is? It's closure.
Yeah.
It means cauterizing the wound.
Oh, stop it, Mike.
You won't even watch that show, will you? Welcome back, cauterize.
That's all they do now in surgery, isn't it? I mean, they do
Well, I think occasionally use needle and thread.
But they actually now use staples, right? Laser scalpels.
And super glue. Yeah.
Basically burning you open,
This is pussy wound. Pussy wound. Pussy wound.
It's the pussy wound show. That was Pussy's sister.
All right, we're back.
The other one. Oh, Lord. Oh. I just cannot believe the opening of this show today. I mean, I thought the Bart story was just nothing short of fantastic.
It's dazzling, isn't it?
But you called it right. You didn't undersell this one.
It's all downhill from here.
So I got this guy recommended to me, and I have a consult a week from Wednesday.
Make sure.
We got to break.
You get the right guy.
We'll break. I mean, trust me, we're not going to stop talking about.
Okay, before you break, just
Rob
really quick.
Yes, sir.
Cauterize.
Oh, no.
Yay. Right.
That's what I think.
Makes your blood turn cold, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Or hot.
Hot blooded.
All right, boss.
Wow.
You okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Buzz?
Yes.
All right, Buzz, before we go to break, we should alert you to the fact you're going to be hearing a new tape on the show.
Okay.
That goes along with your new nickname.
Right.
A lot of times we give Buzz a nickname.
Buzz has had more nicknames than anybody on the show.
That's true. Currently Johnny Ringo.
And I do want to be fairer to our listeners so that we don't get barraged with 8 million calls. Why are you playing that?
Why?
Buzz's new official nickname, at least for right now, is Johnny Ringo.
Yeah. Johnny Ringo.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I love that. That could stick.
That's good.
So, Buzz,
you're
going to be hearing that from time to time. And listeners, you're going to be hearing that from time to time.
Good.
And you're not going to understand what it means.
Uh-huh.
It's Buzz's new nickname, at least for right now.
Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo. Mm-hmm. Ringo. I'm still Steve Shute.
And I'm still, I forgot mine.
Because we changed them.
Steve Shute. I forgot my first name for it, though.
What was your last name?
I forgot that, too.
You already forgot that.
I've had trouble remembering it, and now
them.
I forget.
Yeah, I don't
we modified them yesterday. You were...
I was Weed originally.
You were Weed.
And now he's Johnny Ringo.
What the hell was mine? Does anybody know? But he remembers. It's not good enough. Yeah, that tells me it's not good enough. It's got to be... It has to do with what? Oh, I'm Liver. Wasn't it Vic Liver?
Steve Liver. I don't know.
Vic Liver. I don't like Vic Liver. If I liked it, I would... Well, I guess I did remember it, so I've just contradicted myself.
Big Johnny Junka. Or what?
Jenkum.
Big Johnny Jenkum.
Such a Friday show. It's Jenkum. Big Johnny Jenkum. I can't remember my name.
Or maybe I'll be like.
That's how you know it's Friday.
I'll be one of those DJs with one name. I'm Jenkum.
There you go.
I'm Liver.
I'm Johnny Ringo.
I'm Ken Hitler.
Ringo.
Ringo. Johnny Ringo.
I like singing along with it.
Ringo. I actually said that to Buzz last night. He got this car. I said, see you tomorrow, Johnny Ringo.
Ringo.
I'm Johnny Ringo.
Johnny
Ringo. Ringo.
The great Lauren Green.
Lauren Green dog food.
There you go. Lauren Green is Soylent. Is Soylent Green is people? Is Lauren?
Lauren Green is people.
Lauren Green is Alpo dog food.
Really, you know what I like about Lauren Green?
What?
When they cauterized
it. Just his flesh wound.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh.
You know what they did on Lauren Green? I think they cauterized a boil.
That's all right. I'm building up a tolerance now.
I know, because we're loving. It's like, you know, nails across the chalkboard.
We've had a lot of dances at the Ponderosa, but none has been as good as the time we cauterized Hoss.
Candy cauterized Hoss.
Look at that. It's like one of those government studies.
Hoss's balls were cauterized.
They show somebody violent movies over and over again, and you see it, and eventually.
Yeah, it's a Clockwork Orange right
now. Yeah, so cauterized, cauterization.
Who cut on Dan Blocker's balls?
Hope they cauterize your penis.
Oh, I hope that doesn't happen.
David Canary will do it.
Canary balls.
David Canary, who played Candy on the Ponderosa.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Bonanza?
Okay, Bonanza.
Time for a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.